Hello, world. Welcome to Discover Your Talent, Do What You Love, number 230. I'm creator and host Don Hutchison. Every day I interview someone from around the world who has discovered her talents to do work she loves, to create a life of success, satisfaction, and freedom. Once a week, I interview a well-known expert from the fields of personal or business development who share experiences, tools, and insights to help our listeners along their journeys. Today, I'm delighted to bring you our featured expert, Hilda Larson. Welcome, Hilda.
Hello, Don. Thank you so much.
It is a pleasure to be with you as always. Hilda Larson is a certified health and wellness coach and detox specialist with a burning passion for life and the power we all hold within. She's gone through severe illness, pain, and suffering, and is now helping others find their true health and passion to go from surviving to thriving. The last 10 years, she has spent her time studying health and healing on all levels. Her strength is that she has firsthand experience. She's currently writing a series of 5 books, which include her own journey from hell to inspired, detoxification, nature's ability to heal, and raw food living. Okay, Hilda, as expert, we're going to cover the topic today, how detoxification will save your life. And this is a topic that's near and dear to you and to me too. So set the table for our listeners and talk about why detoxification is so critical to optimum health.
Well, Don, and thank you for the very kind introduction. Detoxification very much is my passion. It is my passion because it saved my life literally. And by walking my own journey from bedridden to just living my dreams, I have studied this and I have worked with people and I have seen that the simplicity of our bodies is just amazing. So when we talk about detoxification, it's a very popular word. People use it for some cleansing, even products, or you go on a detox that lasts for a week, which, you know, is okay. But detoxification actually just means cleansing, which is something that the body is doing all the time around the clock. It could not do that.
Exactly.
So it's just a normal process that we have and made popular because we're so toxic today that we made it into a business.
Yeah, precisely. You know, I don't even think the average person, and I didn't many years ago, because it's just, I don't know, you just sort of take it for granted, your body works. But tell our listeners the organs and the process of how your body actually tries to keep itself clean.
Well, it is like this, and that's very interesting that you start that way, because to be clean, you have to let go. So what is making us unclean or clogged up or intoxicated is that we lose our ability to eliminate, to clean out. So we have the major organs for elimination, which is GI tract, our colon. We know that one. We poop. Then we have our kidneys, which is supposed to filter out the lymphatic system, which is a big problem. And I'll get back to that one.
Okay.
We have the skin, which is our largest organ, which is also an eliminating one.
Yes.
And then we have our lungs. And that's it. That's the main elimination organs.
Okay, good. So all the time, as we're sitting here talking on this podcast, all those organs are working hard to make sure that the air, the water, the food, the chemicals, everything that goes through our body is purified or eliminated or processed in some way, right?
Indeed. And not only that, Don, you see, we always have what we call metabolic waste. So just from breathing or living, you are creating waste product. Every cell in your body is eating and pooping. So the body is just like this big fish tank that has a lot of cells running around like the little fishes. We have more than 100 trillion of them. So what accumulates is all that poop when it's not being eliminated. And it doesn't even have to come from what you're eating. It could be from just thinking. It could be from anger. It could be from anything that's creating acidic waste in your body.
And so the big thing that gets out of balance is we're trying to keep our body as alkaline as we can and not acidic. Is that an oversimplification of it?
That is the oversimplification, because you can look at it this way.
Okay.
We have the blood. Like, we have two major fluids in the body. We have the blood and we have the lymph. Those are the two major fluids.
Okay.
And actually, we have 3 times more lymph than we have blood. So if you look at the blood as the kitchen, which has to be alkaline, our blood has to have a pH of about 7.35. Let's say that 7.35 to 7.4, which is what it needs to stay at.
Okay.
That's alkaline, okay. Slightly alkaline. 7, 0 is like the middle space. And everything below 0 we call acidic or acids. And then everything over we call alkaline.
Okay.
So the blood has to be consistent. If the blood is acidic, you die. Simple. Wow. So it has to stay. It always stays within the same range. The blood cannot get acidic and it cannot get alkaline. It can only stay what it is. But you see, what we eat and what we create is very acidic in nature. So then when we eat acidic food, when we work out, we make acids from using our muscles. And all of this has to be buffered within the body. It has to be taken to the lymphatic system together with all the microbes that we get in there, the parasites, the toxins, the heavy metals, all the fumes that we breathe in.
Okay, I'm tracking with you. I've got the blood part because we all know it goes through the arteries and veins and everything.
Yeah.
But the lymph thing, I've got a rudimentary sense of it, but paint a picture of how the lymph system works. Where is it? What does it look like?
Okay, there are little lymph veins that goes together. Where there is blood, there is lymph.
Okay.
Because the blood needs to dump the sewage into the lymph. So you can look at the blood as the kitchen. It carries all the nutrients all the way around, all the oxygen to every cell. And then you have the lymphatic system, which is the sewer system, which has to take out all the sewage that everything leaves behind. And it has those little lymph nodes. All the lymphatic vessels go to the lymph nodes, which is like the septic tanks. So
okay.
It goes in there and it gets processed and then it goes further out and it has to be filtered out by the kidneys. Okay. So the kidney is like the end station for the sewage system. Okay. So if you close the kidneys and the waste is not getting anywhere, you're looking into trouble.
You're looking into trouble. So the blood is carried by the veins and arteries, the capillaries and everything. Okay.
Yes.
So is the lymph their own little vessels or something?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
And so little focus do they have, don't they? Like, we don't care much about the sewage.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you have the lymph system that parallels the veins and arteries and capillaries, and then they have the lymph nodes and everything.
And so, the lymph is everywhere. It's interstitial. So it goes in between all the cells. So if that's not moving and it gets very acidic, then you can imagine all the cells, they're getting corroded in this acid environment and they're burnt. So any cell that gets damaged or burnt cell is mutating. And to be bald and use a word that we can't even use today, I mean, that's cancer. I mean, right. You're looking at damaged cells.
Right. Cancer is actually just a symptom of a problem with the whole immune system, right?
It is.
I mean,
you know, detoxification problem.
Exactly.
Everybody, it's burning of the cells. It's damaging and burning of the cells.
Right. Exactly. So you clarify the immune system, and I know it's complicated and all, but that's why there's so many modalities today that are far better than the traditional slash and burn, because they, once you clear up the immune system, then there's no host for the cancer, right?
I know. And you know what the immune system, it is your lymphatic system.
Precisely. Okay. So this is the good news, that there are experts like you that understand this and that can guide us. The bad news is that if you look at the traditional diet, let's just talk about America for a minute. You're here and there. You're in both countries. But our system, our diets today are terrible, to say the very least. We don't even eat real foods.
I know. We've strayed so far. And this is where the trouble started, because we are designed to eat natural, God-given, living, ripe fruits and vegetables. We're primates. So this is our fuel. This will not clog us up. This will not put us in any deficiencies. This will not create a toxic environment. And this will not leave a trace of toxins that needs to be processed and eliminated. So once we strayed from that, we're just packing on top of toxins and on top of, you know, the way we're living today, right?
Right,
living
yes.
in skyscrapers, and we're picking food from a supermarket that comes from a box, and we have problems with our boss, and we have electric equipment all around us. All of this is just packing on top that we're holding on to. So we're just
right.
so constipated
right.
and so full of it that we're turning into diseased all over the place.
We're just waiting for it to express itself in everything from the flu to something as horrible as cancer and all kinds of diabetes and heart
it's
disease.
It's all the same thing. It's right. just the body showing a symptom of over-toxification and the lack of elimination.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if you have arthritis, diabetes, asthma, cancer, epilepsy. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It is just the body showing you that it needs to eliminate something. And why is it showing up and have so many different colors? It's just because it's showing up depending on your weaknesses in your body, because we're all different that way.
I just read something the other day about this documentary that this guy did, Michael Pollan, on In Defense of Food. And he said something that I know will ring true with you because you've been practicing this for decades. He said that we don't eat real food anymore. We eat edible food-like substances that have no counterpart in nature. Does that make you want to cry? We eat edible food-like substances that have no counterpart in nature.
Yeah.
We don't eat real food.
No, we don't. Well, some of us do, but we just need to recognize what that is. And all the parasites and the fungus that resides within us from not being able to keep a clean house, you know, it's keeping us addictive of all these substances that we call food, because we're actually feeding our parasites. We're feeding our fungus.
How in the world do we get through, even in their early years? Well, I guess they don't. I mean, we have such rates of obesity in this country, even with children. So, but you just wonder how anybody gets through this if they only eat edible food-like substances and not real food. It's any wonder that they're having...
There you have it, Don. Right. That is how amazing this body is. You really have to slam on it and abuse it for years, you know, for it to just lay down. And that is why when you see all the detoxification symptoms, we have to go by them and to see what happens in the body. I mean, people get really scared because they get a little symptom. And I'm saying, oh my God, I mean, look at what we've been doing to this body. It's not going to lay down and die in front of you because you're doing the right thing.
Right. It's amazing that people are living as long as we live today, you know, in their late 70s or mid 80s or even longer. It's amazing, isn't it?
What if we were supposed to live to be 300? Then that would be amazing. That would be only understandable how we live such a short
time. Yes. Well, we probably are meant to live to be 150 or something if we had the diet that you and I are talking about. Let's just talk about the detoxification, which that's the theme you wanted to talk about today. So somebody is whatever they are, they're 35 or 65, and they want to turn this around. What are some ideas that you would share with them about how to start detoxing?
Okay. So first of all, it is only the body that can detox, and it's only the body that can heal. So all we can do, and this is number one, stop what you are doing that is hurting you. Mm-hmm. So that's the first step always. Stop what you are doing that is hurting you, meaning what you put into your mouth, how you see the world, how you think, and how you feel, which is, I mean, this is a big topic. Mm-hmm. But the first step, definitely diet. Always the diet, because it's tangible, it's easy in the form that you open your mouth and you swallow. It is hard emotionally and can be terrifying socially, but physically in terms, it's very easy. So absolutely start with a diet and start taking away what is hurting you. Take away everything that does not look like food. Everything that your great grandma would not recognize as food.
Right. Well, take it, get apart just a little bit, because I saw a PBS special the other day and it had kids in inner city schools and somebody was there, some expert like you was there, and she held up apples and grapefruit and cucumbers. And do you know the kids didn't know what any of those were?
Wow.
No, they couldn't recognize them because they'd been brought up on McDonald's and Burger King and boxed macaroni and cheese and all these things that their parents, I mean, their parents were doing the best they could, right? But they didn't have access to natural vegetables and natural things. So what would you say to listeners about how to know the difference? So it sounds obvious, but just some basic things. Would you start by saying don't shop on the center aisle of grocery stores, only shop on the outside aisles where there's...
Well, I would say this. If you can find a supermarket, that's a big no-no for many. But if you can find a supermarket, you're good, because there will be a produce section and that is where you're going. Okay. So if you're going to a supermarket, you're going to do all your shopping in the produce market, period.
Okay.
You're going to do all your shopping where all the colors are, where everything you see has been picked.
Okay.
Period.
Okay. Good.
That's food.
Somebody told me that if you happen to wander into the center aisles, maybe you're going to pick up something from the center aisle. You've got to have it. If it has more than three ingredients, then...
Well, you know what? I don't want any ingredients.
Okay, okay.
I'll go all the way and say, we don't want any ingredients. I mean, you can't pick up an apple. It doesn't have an ingredient. You don't want to eat anything that has an ingredient. If it has an ingredient, it's been processed.
Let me ask you this. What if you picked up some organic black beans and the ingredients were organic black beans, sea salt, and distilled water? Is that tolerable, considering that the other black beans have 12 ingredients with MSG and all these other horrible things?
Worse and better than, but it's definitely not what you are made to eat at all. Okay. I mean, first of all, it's been cooked and processed. Okay. Do you know that once you cook a food, you alter it chemically to the point where the body cannot really recognize it. And how could it?
Okay.
It is not the way it's, it doesn't vibrate and doesn't have the constituency that it's supposed to have for our digestion.
Okay.
So, and that is another great topic to go into, why it's so important with the raw food, because that is a big deal in detoxification, because detoxification, like we talked about in the beginning, is getting out of the way. And the body will not start to cleanse if you're giving it a lot of other work to do. It would only start once you let it, okay, meaning once it has the capacity and the time to do so. And once you give it that, it will not do anything else because it's so important.
Yes.
So even cooked and altered anything is a burden for our digestion. It doesn't have the enzymes that it needs to digest. So
even if you cook and steam or something, organic vegetables, it diminishes the value?
It diminishes the value greatly, actually.
Okay.
I mean, I would say that the least worst you can do, or the best of everything that's not perfect, would be to steam vegetables.
Okay.
Obviously, that would be to take something that's really natural and fresh and then lightly steam it would be next to not touching it, right?
Okay.
But still, you're killing the enzymes. So the body has to make the enzymes, which is a very stressful job. Your body will alter and try to do anything that you put to try to compensate, and even doing that, but it takes a lot of effort and you're taking it away from the cleansing energy. You're taking the energy away from what the body would like to use cleansing. So when you're going out of your own way, you always have to look to the raw food if you want to give your body what's optimal. It's
okay.
The vital vibrating force of energy. And we're not talking only vitamins and minerals here or lipids. We're talking energy. You know, we're all, it's frequency.
Yes, yes. Okay, so to start the cleansing process, we go to a store that has an organic section, if we can find one, a local market or something, and we get a whole bunch.
Okay. I know. And we have to do the best that we can right there, because a lot of people are stopping right there and they feel helpless because it's hard sometimes to get organic.
Right.
And for some people, it's very costly.
Right.
So it could be out of the budget. So we have to remember this. Always do the best with what you have. You know, you can never blame yourself for not having better. So then there is a great wash that you can do. If you cannot get it organic, and this can be important, you know, so number one, if it can be peeled, peel it. If you cannot peel it, soak it. And a great little recipe there is to mix some apple cider vinegar together with baking soda and lemon juice in water, and then you soak it.
Yeah, use it every day. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. Or some people, you know, they buy the veggie wash or whatever. You can only do what you can do, right?
Right. It's a good antidote. Okay, so you peel them or you soak them in apple cider, baking soda, and lemon juice, apple cider vinegar. Yeah. Okay, then what's next?
Then you eat it. That's how simple it is. I mean, in nature, you just pick it and you eat it and you poop and you sleep and you're happy and that's it. I mean, it's really that simple. You can go home and you can juice it. You can make great juices, of course. You can make a salad. You can make a fruit salad. You can just have yourself a mango party with only mangoes. You can do as little or as much as you like with those products. A lot of people like to do a lot of recipes. You can go online on YouTube, find a lot of raw, vegan. This is very important. Low-fat recipes. If you want to detoxify, you want to stay away from the fat. If you want to eat a high-fruit diet, you want to stay away from the fats.
Okay.
Because fats and the high fructose sugars does not go together. But there's a lot of recipes. This is a big movement out there, luckily. It's not hard to find information at all. The hard part is, first of all, to understand the simplicity. And second of all, to actually do it.
Yeah, precisely. Well, I know that sugars, it's interesting how the FDA came out in the last month and just completely reversed 40 years of misinformation about, you know, what foods were the best for us. And, you know, we had protein out the wazoo, far more than we need. And grains were the end all and be all. And now they've turned that thing on its ear so that we need a lot less protein, 2/3 less protein than they told us.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, yes. Well, exactly.
It's a great burden for the human body.
Right.
It is part of the problem of why we're not filtering out the waste from the lymphatic system. It's the number one problem from being so constipated. It's all the protein, because our kidneys are being really slammed and hurt big time by the high consumption of protein. And I'm talking protein not only from an animal source. I'm even talking plant-based protein.
Yeah, I know. It's just the marketing strategy for 40 years, and now it's turned around. Well, okay, so we know sugar is the real, they even reversed their position on cholesterol. That was, again, based on very bad research. The good cholesterol is actually good for us. 20 times as much sugar is good for us. So there really is no good source of sugar except maybe some occasional raw honey, is there?
Well, sugar is what every cell in your body lives on. It is the fuel of everybody, carbon. You cannot go without sugar.
Right.
So even if you don't eat it, your cells will get their sugar. Your liver will transform it, you know, will transform from fat to sugar. You do need that sugar. But the fruit sugar is what we thrive on because it is the simple sugars that go right into our blood cells. It doesn't need insulin. It goes right to our cells. It's the yummiest thing your body knows. Complex sugars is very different. And that's where you get into the white sugar, the grains, the, you know, all the pastas,
right,
the pastry. And that's the sugar that you don't want.
Right.
So we must never confuse that with the whole fruit or the fruit sugars.
Fructose.
Yes.
Right. So, but the complex, I think also it's easy to get confused. People think of white sugar and they think of white cane sugar, but actually rice and breads and pastas all convert into sugar inside your body, right?
Right. And that's the complex sugars, which all of your parasites and your fungus and the mold, everything thrives on because you're going into the fermentation, and that's a whole different story.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about that another time. So what about oils? They're also misunderstood, the difference between coconut oil and olive oil versus canola oil and soybean oil and all that. Talk about that
definitely
for a minute.
In my line of business, and when we talk about detoxification, actually, we are taking a stand, not against, but we're moving away from all kinds of oils or overt fats because they are actually stopping that simple sugar from reaching the cells.
Okay.
So when you're on a high fruit detoxifying diet, you want to be able to eliminate as fast as possible. And you want that the fruit to digest as possible. Once you eat something fatty, that's going to need a whole different type of digestive juices. Mm-hmm. So think about you eating something a little bit oily and then you dump a fruit on top of that. Now, the fruit is going to be sitting in line waiting for its turn to be digested. Mm-hmm. And during that time, it's going to ferment.
Okay.
So you don't want to touch any oil at all, actually. And when I look to nature, I can find almost an answer for anything because there are no oils. I mean, oil is an isotope, it's a substance that we have processed and isolated. You know, it's not put together the way God intended. You can mm-hmm. take greens or you can take fruits. They all have oils, mm-hmm. but it's all in the perfect makeup.
Okay, good.
But I'm talking about detoxification. Now, there are people that are clean and in more like a building phase that use coconut oil and avocados with great success.
Okay.
But it will not let the body detoxify at a highest level. You can look at it this way. The oils are dense. The vegetables are a little less dense. The fruits are lighter. And then the water is the cleanest.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on what your situation is, if you're really sick, if you have a chronic diagnosis or you're terminal even, you want to make sure that you're getting everything out. That means that you have to go to the highest level of detoxification. You have to reach fruits and the berries and the melons only mm-hmm. because those are the highest detoxifiers. Those are the astringent.
Exactly.
So even vegetable matter will slow down a detoxification process compared to the fruits only. So this is all depends on where are you? Where do you want to go? What's the situation? How long are you going? It all depends because you're going to hit symptoms. We're cleaning out the house and we're taking out the garbage and it's going to smell. You're going to feel it. It might be painful. Old traumas are going to come up, old situations, old symptoms for you to take a look at.
Precisely. Well, just a summary statement. This is a fascinating interview. We'll do this many more times. What would you say to listeners out there? Just a sort of a simple way to get started. Okay, they have to go to the store, they have to get raw vegetables, ideally organic. If not, they can clean them and purge them of pesticides and everything.
Yeah.
They can eat them. But what should they do? What's a protocol that's palatable? Because right now, maybe they're eating a whole lot of meat and a whole lot of grains and everything. And the idea of coming off of that is just intolerable. What's a simple way to step into this?
Well, the simple way is always just to do it.
Right.
But what you need to do is just decide. I mean, that's where we are in this world. We're hurting. Just make a decision. It can sound very harsh, but that's what we need to do. We just need to do it. I mean, we're talking about our food.
Right.
We're talking about what we're going to eat. We're not talking about running on water, walking on water, or flying or anything.
Right.
We're talking about eating, chewing, and swallowing.
Right.
So what people need to do is spend some time conditioning themselves and figuring out, do I want to get better or not? It's a decision. It's a mindset. That's all it is. It's a mindset.
Yes.
Because it's not worse for anyone, you know, for some and not for others. It's just that some people are determined and, you know, they want to go where they want to go.
Exactly.
But if you ask me more like a practical question, I would say, well, you go to the produce section. And then if you want your body to detoxify, you eat more of what's there and less of what's not. So because you can transition. I mean, if you're thinking more long term and you want to change a little slowly, you can start by transitioning into a more detoxifying diet by first leaving all the dairy, the second leaving all the gluten, third leaving everything processed, you know, eating just whole food, meaning, you know, a grain that looks like a grain, piece of fish that looks like a piece of fish. Then from there, you go vegan,
right?
Leaving everything that comes from an animal, because that has the highest protein. And, you know, of course, I'm a big advocate of not hurting anyone while I'm here. So, you know, that could be something too that you want to look into.
Right.
But, and then once you're vegan, then you're sitting there with cooked option that you could start saying, okay, I'm going to cut off the fat now. I'm going to give my body more, less fat to work with. From there, you're going to just keep incorporating the raw. And from day one, you're just going to start with this morning juice.
Mm-hmm.
Just drink that juice in the morning. Just get started. Because once you start putting the good things in, your body and your cells will want more of that.
So what do they put in a morning smoothie?
Or the morning juice. Let's start with the morning juice.
Yes.
So in the morning juice, I would say you can have, if that's for one person, start with one cucumber, one lemon, about an inch of ginger, say three stalks of celery, and a green apple. Now, that's a great cleansing morning juice.
If you wanted to add protein, could you add flaxseed and chia seeds?
No, you don't.
Okay. Why is that?
Because you want to put in everything that you need, but you don't want to put in anything that you don't.
Okay.
And you don't.
And what about
Because cleansing is never about the protein. So once you think cleansing and detoxification, you have lost the concept of proteins.
Okay, that's very good. So just a minute before we go here, what about the dairy thing? I mean, I've been off of dairy for years for a whole lot of reasons. Why do you not like dairy?
Well, first of all, I'm not a baby cow.
Right.
And I'm not made to ingest or break down any dairy protein. That is number one.
From another species.
From another species. It's just not.
It doesn't make any sense.
From nature. I mean, if we look simply at this, if we just look logically at this, everybody knows this. It's just not. I mean, would you just lay down and suck on a cow? It's
right.
No, you wouldn't. It's not right even.
Right.
So that's number one. Number two is the way that they process it. It has mucus in it. It has blood in it. It has medications in it, antibiotics. I mean, so you can figure that out.
Also, when they pasteurize it, if there was anything good left after what you just said, when they pasteurize it, they kill everything else because they hyperheat
and
it,
they
right?
They just leave you with all the stuff that you don't want.
Right.
And that is number two. And then it's very mucus forming. I mean, just, you know, think about it. If you haven't drunk it for a while, or if you drink whole milk, you can see the mucus in your mouth even. So that mucus is just layering the inside of you, the intestines. And the intestines is where you have this, the villi is where you absorb everything, all your nutrients. So it's hindering your absorption big time because it's so mucus forming. And that in turn, again, is acids or acidic. Because once, when we started this discussion, you said, okay, we want the acids out and we want the alkaline in. So everything that's mucus forming is acid forming because we're looking at acids as anything that's on the corrosive, non-alkaline side.
Yes.
You know, everything that's a burden to the body is in fact creating an acidic situation.
Yes.
So
yes.
The alkaline is acid kind of talk that people have. It's just like it's an umbrella covering a lot of smaller things, leaving alkaline as the healthy side and acidic as all the non-health forming substances all together in this big pool called acids.
Yes, precisely.
Yeah.
Well, Hilda Larsen, what a great and illuminating interview today. Thank you so much for sharing all your experience and wisdom. I know that listeners around the world have really learned so much, and I'm sure that many of them will start acting on this detoxification idea, and I hope it prods others to look deeper into their lifestyle so they can get healthier right away. How do listeners get in touch with you?
Well, right now, I was going to mention, I have been writing a couple of books,
yes,
which is a great passion of mine. So yes. I have two books coming out now. One, which is my story called From Hell to Inspired, which will take you, you know, through my personal journey. And that is the fun book. It's a tragic book. And I think it's an enlightening one. Then I have a follow-up book, which is called Know the Truth and Get Healthy, which is a step-by-step guide through everything that I've learned and experienced from being bedridden and perceived to living my dreams. So that is a very good book from learning and knowing all the recipes and, you know, all the little tricks are in there. Then I have my website, which is inspiredbyhilda.com.
Okay.
And actually from there, you'll find everything, I think. I have, you know, all the buttons for the social media, and you can get in contact with me just by pushing a button. And
good.
Topic is just, I mean, I could talk for hours, Don.
Don't worry. We're going to have many more conversations and other ways of communicating. Yeah, Inspired by Hilda.
It's important. This is important information.
Well, it couldn't be more important. I don't know a topic that is more important as we're trying to live
because
this life.
Because health is in our hand. I mean, people have to understand. And if you're listening right now and you're hurting, know that you can change this. You have the power to change this. And I mean it. And that's the truth.
Yes, you do. Whether you have migraines or you have some extra pounds or you...
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You can change it. You hold the power to change it. Through being aware and doing some research and through seeing truth and not propaganda, you got this. You can do it.
You do have this. Listeners know you can go to discoveryourtalentpodcast.com, click on podcast and find the highlights of this very fascinating interview along with the links and a connection on how to get to Hilda's book. I want to thank you, listeners across the world, for joining us. As always, we have an infographic, What Do Highly Successful People Actually Do to Succeed, 12 Proven Career Building Strategies to Help You Do What You Love. One of those strategies is to maximize your health physically, spiritually, emotionally, and we've had great feedback to it, and Hilda certainly added measurably to that conversation today. You can subscribe for free on iTunes and Stitcher. If you like conversations like this, then please do. We'd like for you to be a part of our tribe. In closing, every one of us is born with unique talents and gifts. We don't learn them. We can't ignore them. They're just a part of who we are, our DNA. Whenever we discover them and use them in our lives and careers, we do not merely survive, we thrive in every way possible. So until next time, all my best, and whatever you do, have fun out there today.